A Charlotte teenager faces a felony larceny charge and possible deportation to his native Mexico. 18-year-old Gustavo Zamudio is accused of embezzling $2,900 from a Harris Teeter store where he worked. He has a court date on the theft charge on Tuesday. Zamudio, a senior at Northwest School of the Arts in Charlotte, is currently in federal custody at a detention center in Georgia. The teenager has been protected under DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, designed for immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally as children. But Zamudio's status under DACA was revoked with his criminal arrest. It used to be that deportation proceedings wouldn't begin until a conviction. Zamudio's case is an example of changing immigration policy under the Trump administration. One of Gus Zamudio's immigration attorneys is Carnell Johnson, and he says he's seeing more cases similar to this one.
I've had at least three clients in the last month and a half who've all had DACA, who were simply charged with an offense, not convicted, charged. And their DACA status was terminated by ICE and subsequently USCIS, which is the Immigration Administrative Agency. And that's happened simply because they were charged.
If this case were ultimately to be dismissed against Gustavo Zamudio, where would his immigration status, his deportation case, stand at that point?
Well, it's independent from the criminal process. You can't see it as some sort of continuation of the criminal process. So if you think of it as a continuation, you think of it as, well, if the criminal case is dismissed, then the immigration case should be dismissed. That's not how it works. The EOIR, which is the Executive Office of Immigration Review and Office of Chief Counsel, those are independent agencies. They have nothing to do with the criminal charges. So once they locate an alien or undocumented person, they're going to pursue a removal case against that person. It doesn't matter how they got into their custody or purview. They're going to pursue a removal case. So the removal case has commenced. You still have to deal with that independently of the criminal case. Now, the criminal case, if it is dismissed or if there's a reduction, could play a critical role because anyone who has a pending felony has certain challenges before an immigration judge. If that's reduced or dismissed, you can present a different type of case before an immigration judge.
So no matter how immigration and customs enforcement, the federal agency, learns about a person who is in an unauthorized or illegal status in this country, once they know about it, basically you're saying, then that case goes from there, regardless of whether a criminal case may be dropped.
Sure.
There at the federal facility in Georgia, is there one big group of detainees, or are there areas, and where is this young man specifically?
They have separated it to very serious felonies versus those who are not having very serious felonies, and he's in that latter category.
You know, in a broader sense, what do you see as the future of the DACA program under the Trump administration?
Well, President Trump has said that he has sympathy for many of the DACA individuals or the DACA recipients, and so far, he has shown it to a certain extent. I mean, he has not signed an executive order terminating the program, which he has the power to do. And even first-time DACA applicants can apply. I've seen it go both ways since he's been inaugurated. So it seems to me the program will continue. The difference has been on the treatment of those who've been charged with a crime. We have not seen the reaction of the government with respect to DACA recipients who've been charged with a crime. This is very new territory, and I've been advising all of my clients that if they are charged and they go to jail, there's a very good possibility that they may have their status terminated.
And going forward, different proposals or possibilities are out there that the DACA program could be rescinded, it could be phased out. What do you think is most likely?
I think the program will continue. In my humble opinion, not that I have any kind of insight anyone else doesn't have. It just seems to me politically that most people can agree not to punish children who came here at no fault of their own. And it seems as though President Trump has said the same thing. Now, whether or not this will lead to a green card or some sort of work permit kind of limbo status, remains to be seen. It seems to me that we probably continue with the work permit. I don't know if a bill can pass Congress that allowing these young people to receive a green card at this point. Maybe sometime in the future, but I don't see it in the foreseeable future, next year.
And just broadly looking at the climate in the immigrant community here in the Charlotte area specifically, since the executive orders were first issued under the Trump administration, obviously we heard a lot initially about a lot of fear in the community. Are you seeing any change in that level of apprehension now that we've had some weeks for things to kind of, I don't know if they've gelled or not, but folks have had a little time to begin to absorb some of the change that's taking place.
No, I think people are still as apprehensive and afraid. Many clients are trying to come up with some sort of plan just in case the parents are picked up, who's going to take care of the children. I'm hearing requests like that from my clients. I've seen an increase in the number of clients who have been eligible to fix their status for a very long time, whether through procrastination or lack of funds, have not done so. President Trump has, and with his executive orders, has motivated quite a few people to take the step that they need to take to fix their status. And that's being done in mass that I've seen in my office.